We also heard this week from Mr. Holmes' fifth grade class at Roosevelt Elementary School in Virginia.
Hello, my name is Mason Kroll. I'm reporting from Mr. Holmes' fifth grade classroom. This is our Roosevelt Elementary School Phenology Report for Tuesday, March 7th, 2017. We are forcing branches to leaf out in our classroom. Here are the listed from fastest leaf out to slowest leaf out. Lilac, crabapple, wild rose, speckled elder, highbush cranberry, choke cherry, and willow. Emma fills the deer feeders for her neighbors and is surprised that every speck of cord every day is gone. Ashley reports the window by her desk iced up in the inside last Thursday morning when it was 16 degrees at the start of school. Lexi smelled a dead skunk on Hoover Road. Mason and Nathan went ice fishing on Birch Lake and watched a bald eagle swoop down and steal one of their sucker minnows. My class saves dead minnows and then freezes them in plastic cups of water we call minnesicles. For a turtle Bob who likes them very much. Haley took John Latimer's advice on feeding chickadees. She put sunflower seeds in her hand on a glove and sat on a stump and held her hand out. After 10 minutes, they came to feed. Then she took the glove off and put the seeds in her bare hand. After 15 more minutes, they came back to eat out of her hand. She could feel them scratching her hand when they took a seed and pinched a little bit, but nothing major. Last of all, the snow is gone from the roof of my house, and the sound of rain tin falling on it woke me up at 4:30 this morning. That is our report for this week. Thank you. Goodbye.
Nice job, Mason. I enjoyed that very much. Minnowsicles. Bob, by the way, is their turtle, and he does like minnows. He really gets excited. It's hard to imagine a turtle getting excited, but this one, Bob, does.